The following is a JetNation.com exclusive. The dawn of a new day, a new breed, a new season starts now. Now, there's a lot to talk about, but I want to open up with this. And in lieu of everything that's gone on with this team, with everything that's gone on with this league, this might seem minuscule in comparison, but I feel an obligation to defend our boy Rex. So, Vernon Golston, you were treated unfairly in New York. Quote unquote. Rex Ryan didn't give you, quote, a chance. Here's the deal, Vern. Listen up, big man. You were drafted real high to do one thing. Sack the quarterback. Give the Jets team a pass rush. That's it. No more, no less. Sack the damn quarterback. And, to the best of my knowledge, and I don't have a calculator to add it all up, but you and I, Vern, have the same amount of sacks over the course of our careers. Squad douche. Douche? So shut up. Moving on to something that matters. The 2011 New York Jets. Now, I've said this before, and it holds true again. There's only two types of Jets teams. There are teams that are predicted to absolutely bomb, and there are teams that are absolutely expected to win a Super Bowl. Period. When you have this kind of drought in between championships, we're all looking for the team that's going to break that curse. We're all looking for the final answer, the final piece to the puzzle. We all want to believe. And that point is only compounded when a team finishes 60 minutes from a Super Bowl. When a team finishes what in my belief, what in a lot of people's belief, was one more offensive series away from going to a Super Bowl. If that defense could find one more stop, get the ball back into the offensive hands, who knows what we're talking about right now. But that's all in the past now. Now it's the future, and things have changed. Especially on the offensive side of the ball. Here's the point that I want to make. Because I've been listening to this now for weeks and weeks, since training camp broke. There's this notion that the Jets have done nothing to improve themselves. That they've only gone backwards, while the Patriots have moved forwards. That the subtraction of Braylon Edwards and Koch, our boy, can't be replaced. That there's this void that can't be filled. But here's what I haven't heard. The thing that I haven't heard pointed out. The biggest room for improvement, where this team is going to see its biggest upgrade, is also its most important position. Their quarterback is going to be better. A lot better. Just like he was better last year than he was the year before. The fact is this. The New England Patriots, the Indianapolis Colts, the Chargers, whoever you want to throw in that category, they're not going to have a better quarterback this year than they did the year before, or even the year before that. All those guys are great. They'll continue to be great. Their success, their improvement, is largely, if not wholly, decided upon by the people they add around them. With the Jets, it's the direct opposite. The biggest improvement is going to come from the sheer growth of their third-year quarterback, a baby in this league. He improves. This team improves. And not only did he get better, but look at the pieces they added around him. You can't fill the void of Braylon Edwards. How did Plax look Sunday? Granted, in a meaningless preseason game, but did he look like he could still play? Did he look like he might cause a few problems? He sure as hell did to me. Koch, you were our boy. We love you. You want it out. We wish you the best. But Derek Mason, guys, wake up. He's a better player. If you want an old guy and you have your choice, I'll take Mason as my old guy over Kotchery all day long. Holmes, well, he is what he is. He's just getting paid a lot more money for being that guy now. He's the man, is what he is. The $30 million man. Bah! They lose one player on the offensive line. The quarterback makes a stride and the weapons are around him. Could be a monster out there. And the other side of the ball? Okay, let's play that game. No, we didn't get Namde. By the way, Namde, kiss my ass. Who cares? I'm over it. You should be too. Cromartie? Antonio? Guess who's back in the circle of trust? Let's go get some, baby. The defense remains largely intact. A few losses, Ellis. Anywhere but New England. Why'd you do it to us, buddy? Everyone else, across the board, ready to go. And here's the thing. Our coach, he likes to talk a lot. He likes to tell you how good he is. He likes to tell you where he's going to go, how he's going to do it. But there's one thing that he does that doesn't involve his mouth, and that's put out a consistent defense year after year. Year after year. Is there any doubt in anyone's mind that this is not a top five defense? They could very well be the best damn defense in the league. Would that surprise you? No. Couple that one up with an explosive offense, a budding offense, an offense that can hold on to the ball, that can put up some points, that can score in the red zone, that can improve on that 22 points per game average. You couple those two things up, and you got something scary. And that's what this team is. A team that has a chance to be downright scary. Now, the last time this team went up to New England, they did something special. What should have been folklore became a footnote, and they're still unfinished business. For better or for worse, whether Rex Ryan wants to believe it or not, to be the best, you gotta beat the best. And this division still goes through New England. So if Rex wants to get this thing done, if this New York Jets team wants to put its stamp on history, go out and do something that hasn't been done by this organization in a long, long time. Go win 13 games. Go stomp down everyone they put in front of you. Go win this division. And go grab yourselves a home playoff game. That road, it starts two Sundays from next against the Cowboys. I'll see you all at the stadium, week one. The preceding was a JetNation.com exclusive.